This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Ames. How should we respond when the people we love let us down? Leroy offers encouragement from 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Ames.
Have you ever been disappointed by the actions of people you love and depend on, and for whom you have the highest hopes and expectations? It hurts, doesn't it, to have a friend whisper about you, or a child lie to you, or a spouse break a promise? But consider the life of David. Today's passage is filled with his disappointments from family, associates, and friends. God had told David that he would punish him for his sin in the matter of Uriah, by raising up evil against him out of his own house. Immorality and murder were David's sins, and although forgiven, those sins occurred among his children years later when Amnon defiled his sister Tamar and Absalom murdered Amnon in revenge. These were the beginnings of his punishment at the hand of God. And I am sure he suffered deeply from the thought that his own bad example had brought them to this wickedness. But in the midst of it all, David learned there was one who would never fail him, his God. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. Christian, have you learned that lesson? Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified Version says, God Himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Now that's a promise we must cling to. A.W. Tozer has written, what we need very badly these days is a company of Christians who are prepared to trust God as completely now as they know they must do at the last day. For each of us, the time is surely coming when we shall have nothing but God. Health and wealth and friends and hiding places will all be swept away, and we shall have only God. To the man of pseudo-faith, that is a terrifying thought. But to real faith, it is one of the most comforting thoughts the heart can entertain. Our worst circumstances may be God's best opportunity to bring new meaning to our lives. What are your disappointments today? They hurt, I know. But now is the time to follow David's example. Respond to God with thanksgiving and joy. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Ames.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, as parents, let's not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Join us on Daily Discipleship.